Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about the diathermy and its benefits. And we have two large diathermy units in our office. We have quite a few people. They're usually busy all day long. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about that. What, Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
Well, there are three different kinds of diathermy out there. There is a shortwave diathermy, which I'm not going to go into all the science behind all that. But shortwave diathermy, there's the ultrasound diathermy, and then there's microwave diathermy. The one that we utilize...
Does it cook, too?
It does. Usually within the medical model, what they use is diathermy as a heating device.
Oh, okay.
But there is so much more to the diathermy than that, and we utilize it not so much as a heating device, but as a device to increase the circulation and the lymphatic flow. Mm-hmm. So we utilize it for anything that could benefit from increased blood flow and getting the lymphatic system going. And the one that's the best for that is the shortwave.
Okay.
So we use the shortwave, and that has to do with a certain spectrum. Radio waves, electromagnetic waves fall into that category. And the diathermy is a coils. And the way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a great benefit.
Great benefit. And the unit that we have, there are all sorts of different sizes, how much power comes out. It was right around the 1950s before they got into the antibiotics. They developed very high-powered diathermy units that were used to treat pneumonia.
Mm.
And they had to be, it was the treatment for pneumonia at that time. Once they started with the antibiotics, then they were able to, they stopped using it in that type of a situation. But ours are the big, powerful diathermy units that you don't see as much anymore.
Now, if someone didn't want to go on antibiotics, would it be helpful?
Yeah, there are. We have patients who have even, you know, with the people come in with pneumonia, and we use it in conjunction with antibiotics because you can get a better effect. And then there are patients who can't take antibiotics.
Right.
We've had quite a few patients who've come through who, even after many rounds of antibiotics, still were not able to get their pneumonia taken care of or whatever, you know, infection in the lungs that they had. We were able to use the diathermy and actually clear it up.
Wow. So it's more of a natural, you know.
It's a natural way of approaching it. You don't have the negatives of the antibiotics and the side effects that can be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very safe type of device to use if, you know, done properly. And can have a huge effect on that.
Hmm. So what is the history of the diathermy?
Well, the diathermy first unit was developed back in 1890. And there was a physician who dedicated his life to the study of diathermy and had really felt that this was going to be the answer to the majority of people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that he became quite famous, what he would do is hook up a diathermy to a unit to himself and put a light bulb in his mouth, and the light bulb would light up. Just as a demonstration.
Do you do
that? No, I don't do that. But you, interestingly enough, we can, you know, have a diathermy unit and put it in a patient's hand, and the light bulb will light up. Interesting, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we should start doing that.
So that's just one of the little demonstrations of, you know, how the body conducts that electromagnetic energy through the system, that it does increase the coils and has a big effect. And it was supposed to be like this amazing type of a device that would cure everything. That was sort of how he had brought it about.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all sorts of claims that were associated with it. And, you know, finding out, and again, things can be overblown.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things that,
when
happens.
When you hear cures all or...
Right.
Yeah. That's
you know,
a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was legitimately excited about it, had all sorts of different type of capabilities. One of the things that... it became famous for was a cure for a cancer tumor. It was reported that a tumor had disappeared by the use of the diathermy. Mm-hmm. And there was all sorts of speculation that we would be able to use it almost as a surgical device where you wouldn't have to cut someone open,
mm-hmm.
but you would be able to put a beam of the shortwave diathermy into a unit and actually use it as almost a bloodless surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The capabilities of doing that just didn't materialize.
Mm-hmm.
It is very true that one of the things is you can sort of superheat cancer,
mm-hmm.
and it will, you know, it does die. That is one of the new types of treatments that they're looking at for cancer.
Uh-huh.
Shortwave diathermy does have uses along those lines, but it does have a problem because it increases blood circulation,
mm.
which can be a contraindication for cancer. So, yeah, it's not something that is recommended for cancer situations anymore because there's sort of like two different types of
mm-hmm.
of things that can occur, and it's just not controllable at this time.
Right. Well. Was it considered a quack device at one time?
It was. It had become a quack device. You know, when you were getting into the 1950s, there was a claims from it would cure from anything from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you make those broad types of claims, then things lose its credibility. So if you go to the Quack Museum...
Mm-hmm.
You can see diathermy.
There's
units
a quack
there.
Museum.
There is actually a quack museum.
Where's the quack museum?
It's actually here in Indianapolis. They
oh,
do
really?
Have it. Yeah.
Wow. We'll have to go.
I know. It's really quite a fascinating type of show just to kind of see what's all in there.
Uh-huh.
But diathermy units were classified as a quack device basically because it was oversold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were claims that were made for it that weren't really legitimate because some of the changes are, you know, that we see in our office are people would kind of go, well, that was just miraculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had so many different people come in and you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a miraculous device in itself. The miraculous ability of the body is to heal itself.
Right. That's what's miraculous.
That's what's miraculous, and the mechanisms of the diathermy that we utilize because we use a lower setting,
mm-hmm.
and all we're trying to do is to relax the arteries and the lymphatic flow, and as we increase that circulation in there, the body is then able to do its job.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anything, the way that we think of utilizing the diathermy unit is any time that we're trying to increase circulation or drain lymphatic or get the flow going, that's when we can utilize the diathermy unit and get some very, very amazing benefits. Not that the diathermy is doing it,
mm-hmm.
but the body is then able to bring about the homeostasis. And as the body's able to bring about homeostasis, then you get some amazing healing properties that actually take place.
Now, you said in your office you keep it on a low setting. Why is that?
Most of the time we're not trying to superheat the area.
Mm-hmm.
Lower setting, it's much safer. There's not a chance of any type of burning.
Mm-hmm.
We use a...
Yeah, because those big drum mags get warm.
They definitely get warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessary to go to the higher settings to get the blood circulation
right.
going. Mm-hmm. If you go into the higher settings, you're looking at more of a superheating type of a device, which is there are other ways to accomplish those types of changes.
Okay. So what is the diathermy normally used for in medical offices?
They're not using it necessarily for the circulation, but you would use it on a muscle that you want to relax, joints, very good for any type of pain or arthritic joints. Mm-hmm. It can really help out to loosen it up, make it a lot easier for the physical therapist or occupational therapist to work with a muscle once it is relaxed and heated up. Any type of a joint condition, bursitis, it's very good for arthritis, any types of pains in the joints. That's when it's usually used medically.
Mm. Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about its common uses of the diathermy unit in your office.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy, and just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Today our show is about the diathermy and its benefits. And diathermy, spelled D-I-A-T-H-E-R-M-Y. I like to you know, spell things that people might not have heard of. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about its common uses in your office. You know, we have two units that are mobile. Mm-hmm. You know, they're movable. They have two large black drums on them. Mm-hmm. I benefit greatly from the diathermy when I need it.
Oh, yeah, you utilize it a lot.
Yeah, it's usually when I'm detoxing or mm-hmm. I have congestion in my liver or my gallbladder, and it helps that whole process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, of congestion. So what are its most common uses?
The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears. Mm. That has a very quick, very beneficial type of a help. Anyone who's been gone up in an airplane and had their ears hurt
mm-hmm.
Knows how beneficial if that was drained out could
well,
be.
Well, we just had a patient come in yesterday that got the treatment before because she's always had ear problems.
Sure.
We gave her homeopathic ABC. Mm-hmm. And then she did a diathermy unit. She said she flew out to Arizona. She had no problems.
And there's an awful lot of patients. We have patients that I haven't seen for a year and say, I'm going to be going on a flight. I need a diathermy treatment on my ears the day before I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that my ears don't stop up and become painful. And for anyone who's had that happen, that is something that they're aware of and don't want to repeat. Great for that, but you know, as you're talking about children, otitis media, mm-hmm. the ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah,
I think about one little guy who was he was just starting to walk. They brought him in, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. You know, and they had heard that we do take care of otitis media and that we could make a pretty quick cure. And the husband was a little bit skeptical, but mm-hmm. they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. uh-huh. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in and 15 minutes on the diathermy. And, you know, they had to kind of hold him in place up against it. And then after the 15 minutes, he got up and he was laughing and, wanting to be held by mom and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur?
Uh-huh.
And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain,
mm-hmm.
just like that.
Yeah, and kids do fine. They just have to lay there because the drum comes right up to
their ear. It has to be right up against there.
And it's warm.
Yeah, and it's comfortable.
A lot of people fall asleep on it.
Oh, most people fall asleep. And it relaxes the child after a little while. There is also other different types of changes that occur in the body with the diathermy. There is a lot of relaxation chemicals that are released because of the diathermy effects on the body. And then the way that works, interestingly, is that it opens up the lymphatic tissue, which mm-hmm. is the back up and through there. It will relax the eustachian tube. It will increase blood flow, so that all those three things. Diathermy also has an antibiotic and an antiviral and antifungal effect.
Ah.
So you will get death of bacteria, viruses, mm-hmm. and fungal by the diathermy. They have shown that there is a killing effect of mm-hmm. electromagnetic energy that comes from there. So it has a everything that can be going wrong with the ear at mm-hmm. that point is being taken care of.
Well, you've always said, like, the eustachian tube in the ear is the same type of smooth muscle that's in the large intestine.
Sure.
Correct?
And we've had shows on otitis media, and really most of the time the cause is coming from the gut. So for a long-term type of use, you know, benefit you have to clear up the gut for the
otitis. But I know for me, if I'm starting to feel congestion in the ear, and that should be a red flag to people. Because if you don't clear that out, you're going to get sick. Correct?
You're going to get sick because it's going to spread up to the sinuses, down into the throat. Because at eustachian tube, there's a connection all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be a drainage that occurs on that, and that's one of the things that people come in. We have a specialized adjustment for that.
That opens up that eustachian tube.
Opens up that eustachian tube. You can actually hear it open.
Uh-huh.
People always, the first time they have it, they kind of jump and say, "What was that?" but then I always suggest a diathermy treatment along with that because of the huge effects on that and the immediate type of changes that occur.
Because it starts draining. It has, you know, because of that circulation.
Sure.
I kind of say it's like the congestion machine. There's any congestion in the body, it
absolutely
will
and then we also use it on the sinuses. Along with the eustachian tube, usually the sinuses will be backed up, and we have a lot of patients who come in and sign up whenever their sinuses back up, that they get the diathermy utilized, and they find immediate relief for their sinuses, where there's a change where that congestion is gone.
Now, I know when you do the ears, you do one drum at a time on the ear, correct?
Correct.
And why is that?
You don't, if you have two drums on each side, you get a different effect where there's a specialized heating in where they meet in the center. So you can dial that in, and that's very, very effective in those types of areas, but you don't want that on the head. That can cause problems with the eyes. It can cause other different types of problems. So, again, having it set up properly and someone who knows how to utilize it is very important to avoid any type of injury that could occur.
Usually any treatment's either 15 minutes to 30 minutes, usually no more than 30 minutes.
Right. Usually not over 30 minutes on the treatment. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective, and people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah, they usually bring a book and read, and then the child settles down. And yeah, it's great. And then that child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit.
Are there any age restrictions in using the diathermy unit?
No, there. Again, the settings we use these the diathermy unit on babies. Of course, we use a very low setting. Very, very safe in the proper hands, and it doesn't matter the age of the baby bringing it in for the ear infections. We can utilize that and get immediate results. I mean, it's nice to have the ear cleared up in 15 minutes.
And the diathermy, it just costs $35.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's,
it is.
I have no idea. I have no idea what it costs for the treatment. But yes, it costs $35. It's actually cheaper than an antibiotic.
Say yes, honey.
Yes, yes. Okay.
What about its benefits for vertigo?
That is another thing that we use the diathermy unit on. One of the worst things that my patients come in with that probably destroys their life more than anything else is vertigo. It's a very awful type of disease to be having, and the diathermy is an essential portion of the treatment. I was treating a patient for vertigo, and I had recommended the diathermy, and they wanted to hold up on that just for time's sake more than anything else because the cost really wasn't a factor. I said, well, give it a try, but usually I need to do the diathermy along with that to get the good drainage, permanent drainage on the ears. So we had started the medication that was associated with the vertigo. We were doing the adjustments and the other different types of work. And, you know, they were saying, you know, they had definitely had some improvement, but it wasn't up to probably about a 50%. Said, you know, look, we're not going to continue unless you start the diathermy. And after the first treatment, they came out and they said, I don't have vertigo. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in 4 years that I've not experienced vertigo. So they signed up for that. And all of our patients with vertigo, the diathermy on the ears is absolutely essential. Mm-hmm. To get that under control, and a very big missing part of the treatment, because the drainage in through there, the relief of the middle ear, is essential to have to get the vertigo under control. So if someone is, the things that we're looking at is anyone with any type of ear problems, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus. Mm.
Tinnitus, it's helpful for tinnitus.
Extremely important for tinnitus. Uh-huh. So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
And, you know, you're talking about that one patient. It was a combination of other treatments. Yeah. And until she added that diathermy, did she see, you know, the results?
Right, and we don't just use for the otitis media, you know, just the diathermy. There's other things that we recommend along those lines. We try to deal with the body in a holistic type of way. And the diathermy, again, is involved with circulation and lymphatic drainage. And any time that we can add that in, then and those are conditions that need to be worked on. We'll get the effects that we need.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about diathermy and its effectiveness with circulation. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And I think every man in here should get a colonoscopy, because I had to. It's not an easy decision, because the best news you can find out from getting a camera stuck up your butt is learning you didn't need to have a camera stuck up your butt. That's the best news. Yeah, we didn't need to do that. We can just chalk that up, one for fun.
Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend 3 affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about diathermy unit and its benefits. Let's talk about the diathermy's effectiveness in circulation. And we're talking about, you know, neuropathy, Raynaud's disease, but how can it help?
Well, interestingly enough, I've One of the things that is really, really important for diathermy and underutilized is increasing the circulation. And we've had patients who were scheduled to have amputations of toes, even feet, because of the loss of circulation due to diabetic neuropathy. And we were able to have a series of diathermy treatments, usually about 24. And afterwards, the vascular surgeon told the guy who was scheduled to have his left foot cut off, you've got better circulation than I do. If you set up the diathermy, have the right settings, which we know and understand, you can get a... You don't have to go through the amputations that are involved. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that isn't put out there as it should be, which was very frustrating. You know, it's just like this gentleman said, you know, I was scheduled to have my foot cut off. Mm-hmm. And 24 sessions with the diathermy, and the vascular surgeon says I've got better circulation than he did.
Did he tell him about the diathermy unit?
He did. And the guy said, well, I'd never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be effective. And that was one of the old things that the diathermy unit was used for, was for the diabetic neuropathy with the loss of circulation down into the feet. And so if someone's scheduled to have their... toes cut off or foot cut off because of lack of circulation.
You have to call it cut off.
Amputation. Amputation. Okay. Amputated. Then the diathermy is something that definitely should be looked at, and it's been effective on everyone so far.
And you talked about 24 sessions, but when you you know, look at different patients, the amount of sessions would be different for different issues that they have, correct?
It can be. That's sort of the standard that we use before we actually retest it.
For circulation?
For circulation.
Like
for
severe circulation. Otitis media would be a different...
Otitis media, you see an immediate difference just that day. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the people with loss of circulation can tell a big difference right away. You know, he says, well, I've got pink toes now. I haven't had pink toes in a long time. So he says, obviously it's doing something. So and not only just for the circulation, but for those who have diabetic neuropathy, the diathermy is extremely, extremely beneficial.
Well, I was thinking of the woman with she's a young woman, was having problems with her feet. I don't even know how many sessions she had, not maybe one or two.
Sure.
And had, you want to tell that story?
Right. She came in and had actually Raynaud's disease. And she says it was during the winter, and always, she said, my feet are just always painful. It's just a nummy pain sensation during the entire winter. And it's just almost impossible to bear during that time. And I said, well, we can take care of that. Let's go on over, get you a session with, you know, the diathermy. She said, well, anything, you know, if it can help. And she walked out with a big smile on her face, and she says, it's gone.
Yeah.
And came back. I think we did it one more time, but didn't have a reoccurrence.
Right, so let's talk about its benefits with Raynaud's disease.
Well, Raynaud's, of course, can be it's an autoimmune disease where people get numbness, tingling, cold feet, cold hands. Autoimmune, where the circulation is lost into the hands and feet, can become a definite problem. And it's usually kicked off by cold. So during the winter, that's not the best time to be having Raynaud's. And the diathermy units can make an immediate change for Raynaud. So anyone who's suffering from Raynaud's disease, having someone around who has a proper diathermy unit, a lot of them are actually too small, not powerful enough to make the changes. And the shortwave diathermy is the one that works on that, not the microwave or the ultrasound. So diathermy with a shortwave diathermy unit that's has the power behind it can fix the Raynaud's disease.
Yeah, that's interesting because there's not a lot, you know, out there for them. You know, a lot of help.
Yes, it's something that just isn't well treated medically. You know, they don't have anything that can get that under control, and it's such a non-invasive, easy type of something to do with no possibility of side effects. Why wouldn't anyone give it a try to see if they can get some changes?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
the changes are very quick and last quite well.
Well, how about using the diathermy with neuropathy?
Yes, and neuropathy is a huge problem. We've actually get referrals from oncologists, from neurologists for neuropathy. We do a combination of acupuncture and diathermy, and get very, very good results. Mm-hmm. People have a dramatic changes along those lines because neuropathy is a very, very difficult thing to change, and medically it's not well taken care of. You do have some medications that are helpful, but we find more limited results with that, whereas with the acupuncture and diathermy combination, the results are much, much greater and much more long-lasting. And then, of course, you don't have the side effects of the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
So very safe to do, and it's nice to see the changes on people.
Yeah. Now, touched a little bit on this with pneumonia. It was very helpful with pneumonia. Do you use it for lung issues?
Yes. Lung is one of the main things that diathermy, especially the large units that we have, was something that every hospital had. And all of their pneumonia, any type of bronchitis, any type of a lung disease process, mm-hmm. except cancer, they have the diathermy is extremely effective.
Mm-hmm.
I've had patients who were, as I had mentioned before, who had come in, referred in, because the antibiotics just were not getting the lung disease, the lung infection, the pneumonia under control. We started on the diathermy unit. After about 6 sessions, we can see a change in the spirometry, lung function test, because we tested about every 6 visits on the diathermy. And after about 24 sessions, then that unremitting pneumonia that this person was having that was probably going to kill them because they had already been through every single antibiotic that was available was cleared up.
Mm.
So
wow.
People with lung problems, lung diseases, chronic lung infections, the diathermy is something that can just make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are suffering with chronic bronchitis, we have people, have patients who come in. I've got a guy who comes in once a year. He always has problems during the springtime, starting in February with mm-hmm. his lungs.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, that's the most common type of time that people have the issues. He had had a histoplasmosis infection,
mm.
And histoplasmosis can affect the eyes, the lungs, and the kidneys. And
is
not
that related to birds?
Or yes,
birds droppings.
Well, actually, histoplasmosis is endemic to Indianapolis
mm.
because Indianapolis was a swamp,
mm.
and it
I
was.
Believe it.
It was a major bird. It would be almost like a bird sanctuary now,
mm-hmm.
because this was a place that the birds would the migratory birds would stop and stay, and they defecated in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was when the settlers came here, they drained the swamp because it was good farmland.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime that you do any type of digging through the ground in through here, then you're going to kick up a lot of histoplasmosis. So almost everybody in Indianapolis shows up positive for histoplasmosis because of that.
Mm.
He had chronic histoplasmosis and came in about 2-3 years in a row. And each year, his lung infections were much, much better. And until he just didn't need them anymore by the fourth year.
Wow. Very interesting.
And didn't have to go through, because every year he had to go through IV antibiotics just to get that under control. And with the diathermy, he didn't need that and felt so much better.
Hmm. Well, up next, let's talk about the diathermy use for detoxification.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What role does structure function care play in treating infertility?
What we're looking at with the structure function care is basically there are things that are out of balance in through the system. There are toxins, there are infections, there are other different types of things that could be going on through the system that is preventing the body from becoming pregnant or even carrying a pregnancy to term. Determining what those are, figuring out the proper course, is where we really shine through and just getting people healthy.
So what would you, someone coming in, you know, with infertility, what would they experience? What diagnostics would you recommend?
Very thorough blood test. And we'd be looking at all the different basic functions of the body. We need to know, are there toxicities? Are there infections that are going on? Are there other different types of issues? Toxins. So blood work would be very, very important. We would also need to do a hair analysis. The reason that we're looking at that is there are certain types of heavy metals that are very well known to cause infertility. Lead would be a very direct one, and a hair analysis is an excellent way to pick that up. We would also want to do a see what's going on in the gut, because it has a lot to do with the immune system. Matter of fact, we usually find the key to endometriosis, which is a big reason why women can't get pregnant, coming from the gut. So as we fix the gut, the endometriosis goes away. So that's an important type of way, just really checking the body from head to toe. We need to know what the hormones are doing, you know, just every single different aspect on that. Also, we need to determine the fat percentage of the body.
Does that affect infertility?
It does. You can actually be too low on your fat percentage or too high. The happy rate for best fertility is a body fat percentage of between 20 and 25% for a female. And that's where women are the most fertile. You know, the fat percentage is also a very important part because it changes the pH of the body. It changes the endocrine system. The farther away from that number that you get, the less likely that you would actually be able to get pregnant. Fat will actually produce hormones, and they aren't the good kind of hormones. A male who has a too high of a fat percentage, their fertility rate actually drops.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls in the eyes. It's a beautiful day. To let it get away.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about diathermy unit and its benefits. Very interesting, Dr. Prather. I'm even thinking of other ways that'll be helpful for patients. Some patients I'm seeing that just really have those tight muscles. I was working with someone, hamstrings, I don't think have been stretched for years.
We get those in there.
I told him, your whole backside needs to be stretched.
You know, when it feels like a brick, that's not a good thing. It's supposed to feel like flesh, isn't it?
Right. And I think maybe with him getting those diathermy drums, you know, the unit on there would help really with the muscle. And do you find that being of benefit?
Of course. If you have chronically tight muscles, then you pretty well drain the blood out of them.
Yeah.
So you don't get the ionic transfer for the muscles to be able to relax. So any way that you can increase circulation into the muscles, you can get relaxation. It's one of the main problems with chronically tight musculature is getting the blood flow back in there so that they actually have the availability to relax.
Right.
That ionic transfer is essential.
Get some pink in there.
And get those muscles relaxed.
Well, we're talking, too, about how diathermy is helpful for detoxification. You know, many of our people are coming with, you're detoxing liver quite a bit, and I'm using the diathermy along with that helps. I know for me, if I have any congestion, and I can tell right away.
Sure.
You know, if I have congestion, and I might get on it during lunchtime. And for our listeners out there, those drums, how big are the drums?
They're about 12 inches going across.
And they're round.
Round.
Two round. And they go on the different areas of your body.
Sure.
And they feel nice and warm.
Yes.
Like enough I said, to put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah. If you want to fall asleep.
We have a lot of modalities that put people to sleep.
They do.
Even the acupuncture.
Oh, yeah. The acupuncture is a huge thing for it. Matter of fact, I have a lot of people come in for insomnia. You know, when we're talking about liver detoxification, we do blood work to check the liver. That's one of the main things that we're looking at, because if the liver isn't functioning correctly, and it can be congested where the liver enzymes are low, or it can be inflamed in a hepatitis type of situation where you have inflammation caused by a lot of different types of areas where the liver enzymes are too high, the diathermy is excellent for both of those. If you just did the diathermy in those types of situations, besides the supplements and the different types of liver detoxes that we do, you get a balance achieved by doing the diathermy. It does bring those liver enzymes back into alignment, and that's something that with severe types of congestion or severe type of inflammation in the liver that we require people to do over the liver, because it increases the circulation, and as you get the circulation going through the liver, then you have an incredible healing process that takes place. Mm. So the liver is all about detoxification. You can actually palpate the liver, and if people are very congested or very inflamed, it's a very tender area.
Right.
So it's easy to physically check to see how things are going. And we put the diathermy over that, and immediately afterwards there's a release of pain. People that we start on detoxifications, especially if they have large amounts of infections, heavy metal toxicity, anything like that, and people can start to get sick from the detoxification. So what we do is we add the diathermy, and that's one of the main things that we use it for, over the liver and the spleen to help with the detoxification. People no longer then have that feeling of nausea, that kind of sicky feeling, because the detoxification is going
tired,
so much better.
Fatigued feeling.
I've had people with insomnia. And after a treatment with a diathermy, they say, can I just take that home? I think I would sleep through these. So I can't fall asleep, and I was on there for half an hour, and I felt like I almost had a full night's sleep. It just put me out so fast. I struggle so hard to get to sleep. It's amazing how that works. But the congestion on the liver, that's a very, very important type of area. It's a great way to prevent cancer. The liver toxicity is one of the major things that occur when cancer, because the body's no longer able to detox itself.
Interesting.
So keeping the liver clean is one of the most important things that we look for in someone's overall evaluation of their health. And the diathermy is one of the absolute best ways to accomplish that.
Well, how does the diathermy help in reducing infection?
The diathermy has a direct effect on the viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Where it does actually kill them. So that is a great effect right there.
That's helpful.
Very helpful. But also there's an increase in blood flow and lymphatic flow. And both of those are transporters of the white blood cells. and the all the different aspects of the immune system. So you get a tremendous amount of greater exposure to the immune system by adding diathermy into the area. Bladder infections, very common type of thing that we will use the diathermy on, because it, one, kills the, especially for chronic bladder infections that don't seem to respond to the normal types of treatments, then we will add in the diathermy, and there is, one, the irritation that you have with a bladder infection. Mm-hmm. Goes away with the diathermy treatment. People who have chronic irritation, which is would really piss you off, but, no, it's, but it's annoying.
Yeah, right.
And that goes away. You know, women and men get up and they go, men with prostate infections, prostatitis, get up and say, oh, wow, I'm not in pain anymore. Or, mm-hmm. I don't have that irritation. And they said, does it work that quickly? And I said, yes, it actually does. So in chronic types of, different types of infections, sinus infections, ear infections, lung infections, for the bladder infections, kidney infections, we can utilize it on that. But not only that, then we can hit the diathermy for the thymus and the spleen.
Oh.
And the thymus is an area that produces a certain portion of our white blood cell. The spleen is an area where there's a lot of detoxification. If someone has Epstein-Barr virus, mm-hmm. a mono, you know, the spleen is always very sore because it's overtaxed with the virus that's coming through.
Right.
So we can put diathermy over that spleen and the pain goes away. And there's an increased ability of the body by hitting the spleen and the thymus at the same time. The immune system gets supercharged and you can get rid of a lot of viruses very quickly. Matter of fact, people who have chronic mono Epstein-Barr virus fatigue can get immediate relief with the dual treatment of the thymus and the spleen and can get very, very quick results mm-hmm. with that, and a decrease in the actual infection, a improvement in the balancing of the immune system, and an immediate release of the chronic fatigue that they're feeling.
So, you know, I'm listening to you talk about all the things that diathermy benefits. Why don't we see it in all doctors' offices?
It makes you wonder, because it's a very safe, very easy mm-hmm. type of a treatment. Because of all the different things that it did, it was oversold at the beginning. It was
let touted, the product speak for itself.
Yeah, yeah, it was touted as a cure-all.
Yeah.
And it's an understanding of what it does. It increases circulation. It increases lymphatic flow. And if you can understand it in that type of a way and understand it's actually the body that's helping it, then you get a better feel on when to use it and when not to use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a reasonable expectation, a knowledge of what's going on, not relying on it solely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
not
making claims that are out there and wild as a cure-all for everything.
Right.
We never use just diathermy in any of our treatments. We approach the body in a structure-function manner
mm-hmm.
where we're looking at the entire system and providing all the different types of needs that are necessary for the changes that take place.
Mm-hmm.
So providing the homeostasis, providing the treatments that are necessary, then we can get the changes that need to be accomplished.
So when should someone seek help with the diathermy unit?
People should specifically, you know, if you have a child with otitis media, don't put them on antibiotic. Come in and get a diathermy treatment, any mm-hmm. type of chronic lung problems, any circulatory problems, congestion, toxicity, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr. Those are the things that you should definitely seek a diathermy.
Mm. Well, very interesting. Dr. Prather, on the diathermy unit and its benefits today. Thank you. We're out of time for this week. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.